Jam FM, we like to think that we do a pretty darn good job at giving people what they want to hear. But the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback@umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.
Yo, this is 3Flexion, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Zookrooms Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zookrooms Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Zookrooms Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Zookrooms.
On 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
We've got Noah the End Dog Melastravagin tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about you?
You know what? We went out for dinner before this.
That's right.
We don't do enough of that.
Truly.
I'll be honest, we were chatting while we were having our food that February, March, kind of a slog. And I was dragging myself in here, you know, tired from the day and, you know, just kind of
spent.
I feel like a phoenix rising out of the ashes.
Yeah, this is new. This is there's a new vibrancy coming.
Yeah. Even though I'm not a big fan of the month of April, but I can feel at least a mental fog clearing.
Yeah, you know, that's... Now that you say it, I agree too. It's going to be come May.
Yeah. And
then it's really
Wait till June hits.
Yeah. But yeah, you could feel the fog clearing.
Where do we go for dinner?
The Golden Loon restaurant on Pemina.
You like that restaurant quite a bit.
It's amazing. It's very good.
You've brought in food from there before. That was my first time sitting down in there. That's been on my list for a while now.
Yeah.
So we got kind of your three staples, which are the, what was that again? The pepper chicken?
The peppery chicken, the sliced cucumber and chili sauce, and the cumin and lamb noodle.
We also got an order of the Mapo or Mapo, I think it's Mapo, tofu.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was good.
Mm-hmm.
You are a salt guy. You like salt.
I do.
Spices.
Yes, yeah. I get in
dry
that mood.
Dry spices.
Frequently, yeah. That's like a standard for, I always do.
Yeah. Couple of dishes had sort of a chili oil kind of base thing, but like the chicken as well as the noodle kind of very dry and heavily spiced. If you're into cumin, this is the restaurant for you.
Definitely, definitely.
Lots of cumin. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, and then, you know, well, I'll, and then
very salty, though, I'll say that.
And I learned of this from Ondeg, who's been a guest on the show a few times. He's the one who showed me this restaurant and how to order from it. And
yeah, because you like the frog legs.
We've also tried the frog legs there, yeah. It's just like the peppery chicken. It's peppery frog legs.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'd say, like I'd compare... Yeah. So that part, it's like chicken, but then I'd say the meat is kind of like pickerel.
Weird.
Yeah.
So that's what we were up to?
Right before this, yeah. So we're, yeah, fed.
Then we got a booster juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good evening.
Yeah, that's some nurturing nutrition.
I gotta say, man, I went to a store here in Winnipeg that I've been meaning to get to. It's called Frenchie's in St. Boniface. It's kind of a newer record store.
Oh, sick.
I've been kind of getting back into listening to vinyl at home.
Nice.
I've got this little sampler thing. And I keep telling myself I want to make beats on it, but then I get sidetracked, and just like any learning any new thing, it takes a while. But I kind of found a splurge of creativity over the spring break.
Oh my god!
But anyway, so I went into this record store, and it's really cool in there.
Okay,
Frenchie's. So if you haven't been to Frenchie's,
not yet.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the fellow working there was super friendly. I picked up the latest Propaganda album on CD.
Nice.
At Peace.
At Peace, yeah.
Because I admittedly didn't really, I kind of scanned through it, but I'm giving it the in-car treatment.
Oh, yeah, yep.
It's still not my favorite Propaganda record.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some tracks that I would have otherwise kind of glazed over that are pretty solid. I find, the Todd tracks on that one are pretty strong.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. There's the earliest one we got a glimpse of.
At Peace. Cat Guy?
No, that Todd sings. There was a live version of it.
No Longer Young?
Yeah. That one's great. Oh, yeah, there's a video for it, too. They're walking around Winnipeg. It's snowy.
Yes.
It's, I miss music videos.
What's the, I know it's track 11, Fire Something.
Oh, yeah.
That one's got some cool riffing.
That was crazy, too. That's crazy, because, really, there's going to be... in the news today, they're preparing for more fires.
Yeah.
This is,
What did he say, by midnight tomorrow or something, or...
Are you talking about a news article?
Oh, okay.
I just... On CTV News, it was saying that, preparing for another summer of... potential.
Okay, I thought you were talking about something else.
Okay. But
Fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because that one's kind of got a climate sort of theme, right?
I didn't read the lyrics.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's among the... It's always multiple themes in those songs. Yeah. But I really like...
I thought you were talking about Trump.
No. Oh. Oh, yeah, but yeah, he's all... There's all sorts of... Anyways, that's... People will be listening to this. Oh, you know what? I was thinking about the cosmic parts of the show. You know how the radio waves go out into space, and are potentially, intervened by aliens, in a future time.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about the Voyager spacecraft. I guess because there's that Artemis was in the news recently, so I was, thinking about space.
And what's the scoop? That's, the furthest that...
Yeah, so that's probably the object that we've made that's went out the furthest. And, it's cool that, we tried to put messages on it,
Okay, so, what?
They included languages from Earth. They tried to include a whole bunch of languages of greetings. On a record, actually. I think it's a record. They have instructions for aliens to, play the record.
Why would they send a vinyl record?
It's golden or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's because it was in the 70s and they did it.
Oh, okay.
But I was looking up which languages they chose for that. Because there was only 50-something, so I was like, okay, they include every language on there. So it was... There was a painful, oh, they could have done better.
I wonder if they included, Jamaican patois.
I don't think that was on there. Yeah, that's... But, yeah, you see, that'd be an interesting thing. If they would do that now, yeah, they would probably try to include every spoken language.
Oh, man, I listened back to one of our recent episodes,
mm-hmm.
and it really suffered because... I guess we forgot to use the background tunage.
Oh.
And it was just us talking.
Just
this.
Oh, my.
But without the background music, it was painful to listen to.
Well, we got the funkiest stuff going on right now.
We got some Bob James playing right now.
This is energetic chill.
Yeah.
It's
this album is called Three. Came out in 76.
It's wonderful. It's very fun.
50 years ago.
That's history now.
Wow. Oh, man, oh, man.
It's got that bounce.
So the theme tonight is things we like.
Yeah, things we like. That sounds positive.
Things we like. Sort of a propaganda thing there.
Yeah, that's an awesome song.
How did we get onto that earlier when we were talking?
So I think just because we're liking the spring, the new era, the clouds of you know, clearing, and to me, I was thinking of the return of life, you know, like what, you know, hearing the first thunder, hearing the first frog, seeing the first insects, you know.
That geese.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So as we were peeling in, you said there's a goose.
There was a goose fight, kicking up tons of dust.
Wow. I wonder if they're arguing over like whose idea it was to to show up at the very beginning of April.
Yeah. Like it's a. I didn't see the result of it, but they seem to like four or five of them were involved. Although two in particular were the main ones, and they seemed to tumble down the stairs into the university center area, but I turned the other way because I was driving. But
the geese here on campus seem to have a little bit of an edge to them.
You know, I wonder, because I know there's a couple nests that seem to year-round have a goose there, and I assume it's the same goose.
I also think the students here at the University of Manitoba need to do a better job of being friendly to the geese.
Yeah, you know, so I bet there's...
I don't particularly like geese. They're not my fit, you know, but...
Yeah. I mean...
You know.
Have you been hissed at by a goose?
That always scares me.
Yeah.
But I remember being on campus and seeing kids walking around and they got Snapchat open on their phone and they're giving geese the finger.
Oh...
And they're sending it to their buddies, like...
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, so I feel like if the geese do come back and they get to know how people treat them here, then they are going to be a bit more, you know, edgy.
Mm.
Just because, you know, they have to be around here.
Mm-hmm.
These poor geese.
Where's Kyle?
Kyle is... in Lactobani, apparently snoozing. Apparently snoozing. But
well, you snooze, you lose.
But he's doing crazy hours of work, and he's managing his sleep well, I think, which is the thing that we all sometimes. It's terrible to not have that, you know, skill. And if he's keeping up with good sleep, then
oh, that's good. We're going to start with a track.
What track is that?
Are you hip to Dillinger 4?
It's like the name is familiar, but I it's sad to say I can't really name any tracks.
Okay. They are like, they haven't released anything for a really, really, really long time. They're from Minneapolis.
Nice.
And they just released a track. Like, I don't think they've released anything since like 2009.
What do you mean just?
Like last week.
Okay, I'm excited. This is brand new.
I like the name of the song. Don't Happy, Be Worry.
Don't Happy, Be Worry by the Dillinger Escape Plan.
No. Yeah, there's the Dillinger Escape Plan. I never really got into those guys.
Well, we should give them
that's
a chance.
Scary stuff.
Scary.
Well, just, yeah, lots of crazy times. Well, there's that video where they're playing at the Virgin Records megastore, and the guy does that thing where, like, he, like, runs out over top of the crowd.
Sketch. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. So, anyways, not that band.
Okay.
Dillinger 4.
Dillinger 4.
I think they're a way better band.
Okay. One of these, Blink-182, Green
Here
Day 40.
Is. Don't Happy, Be Worried by Dillinger 4.
Listen up.
Straight through a plate glass bowl. I never saw the shot. control of them. Try to leave them for dead in the wasteland, smiling while they sink in the quicksand. Yeah, you can try to hold it. They promised us a setting more sci-fi. Trying to see beyond disease and blight, hoping everything you love somehow survives. Somehow we've become resigned. Then our turn has come, knowing we are in a season of fire. Breathe into your lungs and feel it in your stress. Countless highways, sprawling cities, our roads all lead to violent days. Burning lungs, rising tides. Follow your heart, I've no advice. A sea of brilliant souls alight, a dying orange sun, burning they run. This season of fire, countless highways, crowded cities, the hours draining from your life. Burning lungs, rising tides. Follow your heart, I've no advice. Are leaving, fleeing from the fires, a dismal sight, fighting off a bleak and endless night, while all those left below are burned alive. Believing that something lies ahead, that puts to rest all the things following behind us, that somehow our pain will be relieved. A fading daydream.
On 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
There you have it.
Woo!
In the back, we got some Bob James off his record 3. This is called Westchester Lady.
This is a.
You ever met a lady from Westchester?
Not that I knew that she was from there, but it probably, I mean, it's a small world.
Must have been some real special lady.
Yeah, if this vibe would fit ladies that I've met, there's a lot of ladies I know that kind of...
But you didn't meet no Westchester lady.
I guess not yet. Yeah, not,
you, yeah. Didn't, you didn't...
Not this funky.
Yeah. Well, we were rocking out there, man.
Yeah, definitely. That was some
new Wilhelm Scream.
Oh, sick. Yep.
And I found myself, I find if I'm like going for a walk or going for a run,
mm-hmm.
I really crave like that fast pace.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys do a really good job of it.
Yeah, that's, I think the drumming's key for that.
Yeah, but very cool riffs,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff happening there. Propagandy.
Yep.
Why am I blanking? Fire season.
Yes.
Off At Peace. I'm giving it an honest second shot, this album.
Yeah, you know what? Like, ones that make me think, too, are... first of all, I like the driving at night with the... Oh, it's one where he mentions driving it, like a darkened highway.
Oh, yeah.
That one's fun.
Yesterday was a good day for it because I bought the album on Friday, but I didn't actually throw it in the CD player until yesterday, and I was driving downtown. It was kind of, I love a good gloomy day.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like a mix of kind of rain and snow. Oh, and yeah. Just felt very Winnipeg, you know? So I had the album going, and yeah. It's not my favorite album.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
it's
know
like
if I've said that yet, but...
You know, it's kind of more experimental, artsy maybe? What do you think of that one that's like Benito?
That's, well, why, what do you think?
It's a cool one. I like it. It's I definitely chose to listen to that one a lot.
That might be, yeah, one of my least favorites on the album, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like a fun one, you know. It's a. It's just the. It's just.
And who was that dude? Like some Italian, like.
Like a fascist
guy. Yeah.
Although, like, I guess the history there is. This is terrible that I didn't like really do that much research in, but I guess he's referring to like an earlier. Almost like it's like he was an environmentalist first or something like that. Like I'm sorry for getting that wrong, but something like that.
I will say the cool thing about, because this is what I would always do when a propaganda album came out, Potemkin and supporting cast, is you got the liner notes.
Yeah.
And I was getting an oil change tonight, and I was just kind of reading the lyrics, and to me that's like, because I don't really, like, when I hear a song at first, I'm not really processing the lyrics first things first, you know? But like, Cat Guy.
Yeah.
That's a clever tune.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always clever. But when you read the lyrics, like, I find just, like, on an actual
thing, there's, like, a magic.
Yeah, there's a magic there.
Yeah, yeah.
Vampires are real.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's lots of good tracks.
Oh, that's so cool. That one's so cool.
Yeah, that's the problem, man, with Spotify and shit like that, is you kind of just can listen to it quick and scan through it, sometimes not even with, like, headphones on and, you know? It's great, though. What I love about Spotify is for making, like, playlists, like if you are going to go for a walk or a run or something.
Yeah, well, it is cool that, you know, everyone makes a big deal about their at New Year's, you know, they get a little record of
your... Oh, yeah, your Spotify crapped.
Yeah, whatever. It crapped. but, you know what, that's something I...
Snotify crapped.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's, you're... Oh.
That's good. I like that.
That's... Yeah. I'll take a little bit of credit for... Did you come up with both those?
Yes. It's all that cumin, man. I can feel it activating my brain from the Golden Moon restaurant tonight.
It is a good... you know... So what... How do foods affect our intelligence?
Isn't that... there seems like there's a big market for this, like... Like nootropics and shit like that, like lion's mane, you know, super foods, brain foods, where you're gonna, you know, one. I see an ad a lot for a drink called Magic Mind.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. That's
and it's in a little. It's a little thing, and it's a very famous comedian who's always hot, like promoting it. He had a show called Crashing.
Is it
something? Whatever,
like a caffeine, like one of those little.
It's got caffeine, but then it's got all this other stuff that's supposed to really get the brain wet your whistle, and
you know what? See, I never told anyone my secret because I don't know if I'm like a genius or not, but like
wow, it's, hey.
But coffee but and milk, fits, it's,
like coffee and milk.
Yeah, that's the secret. That's what makes me as smart as I am. That's.
Is there anything that you eat and you're just, you feel like a big dumbass? After you eat it? There's a lot of things, actually, I can think of.
Yeah, I guess really salty things and sugary things and...
Yeah.
Greasy. If I just eat too much.
What's the most boneheaded meal you've had recently?
Okay. Let's see here. You know what? It's been, I'm glad to say it's been a while since I've eaten a whole pizza to myself.
A whole pizza.
That's what I feel the worst after I do that.
That's, you like the thinner crust too, right?
Yeah.
Like a gondola. So
yeah, eating an entire gondola.
Is gondola still the top dog for you? Because I know some people like Niagara pizza. Quality pizza is kind of a thin crust.
So the one on Henderson, the gondola on Henderson, is pretty reliably amazing. Like, and it often hits the spot really well.
Because I remember when we were younger, like, gondola was, like, kind of, like, one of those, like, that was, like, a treat. It was, almost, like, a
rare
specialty pizza kind of thing. And then it seemed like, I've had a couple experiences, I haven't ordered it very often, but where it's gone downhill. Significantly.
Yeah, I think some, yeah, like, depending on where you get it from, I think some kind of, I think they can kind of tweak the recipe of everything at every place. And then there's the maybe you get unlucky one night and they're a little off.
Mm.
So I think that explains all the variations. Although, like, there, everywhere you go, it's, you know, essentially the same. But yeah, that's why I say, like, the Henderson's reliably a certain way.
I remember your birthday party in grade 6 at the Pan Am Pool.
Wow, that's cool.
And that your mom ordered from Pizza Place, which was located in the Grant Park shopping mall. And that was great pizza.
That was good pizza. That's so...
Thin crust, kind of like gondola style.
That, I'm pretty sure that's when I got the Ouija board. Someone, I think Heather gave me the Ouija board.
Oh, yeah! Did you ever play around with that thing?
Yeah, you and I did.
No, I wouldn't have.
You did?
I don't like that kind of thing, man. That gives me the heebie-jeebies. Gives me the willies.
Yeah, I don't, maybe you didn't, but me and Chris, I think me and Chris War did.
Okay. You awoke the spirits.
Well, we had a sleepover and we tested to see if it seemed to move itself, and it seemed like it did. And then, but it's just, you know, I think that's just something it seems like.
Mm. Chris, he's in town. I was telling you that when we were out to eat and, staying at the Fort Garry. I've never been in the, in one of those hotels.
The Fort Garry.
That is the, hotel in Winnipeg that has the, haunted.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know what floor that's on, but.
Have you been in any of the, like the rotating restaurant at the top?
No.
The there's like conferences that are held in the main floor. There's like a huge room. I saw a carpet display there once.
Whoa!
With like the most fancy carpets. I should say rug maybe.
A rug display. What were you doing there?
Well, it was like woven. I don't know. It's just waiting, killing time, I guess. I can't remember what I was doing at this, you know what, rug might not be as good of a word, but, like, big woven, yeah, rugs, I guess.
Huh.
Blankets? No, ground blankets?
All right. So, tunes, I want to listen to, we're going to listen to some Gangstar.
Oh, yeah.
Moment of Truth. I was, listening, I was tuned in, this was already a couple weeks ago, but, I don't know what show it was that I was listening to. It was on UMFM, and the young fella was playing lots of great hip hop.
Nice.
Some new, I think it's pronounced Nujabes Feather,
sick,
which is a great track, and he played Full Clip, which was kind of actually one of the first hip hop tunes that kind of got me into hip hop.
Oh,
so I remember seeing it in the DC video.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anywho. So we're going to check out Moment of Truth, which is the title track off their, I believe, 1998 release, Moment of Truth.
Sick.
Guru
Gangstar.
DJ Premier.
Yeah.
Stand Up Winnipeg.
Oh my God, yeah.
I said it.
Holy.
Keep it locked.
Fuck yeah.
Those are all the radio things you'll hear on UMFM here.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
Keep it locked.
Yeah. Daddy needs his... I forget how that one goes.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point. So I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will want to dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will want to pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head for start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting, trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your hi-ala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip-hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. Ooh,
la, la, la. Don't mess up. All the cuties swinging at the party. There was one standing in the party. Yo, D.O.
Hold up, got a lot to say. Cheetah spot the way. Now we're gonna lock the cage. Hold up. So many claim they gotta lock the way. You're all beat, motherfucker. Turn your locks to braids. You're hot. I'm Shay. Your flow, I'm a tidal wave. Of all due, appointed for the final days. Black. Get your spook like an alleyway. Unseen in the night till I smile. They say I don't smile through the wild. I'm the highest paid. Hold up. Jokes all you know. Find my ways to find. And Jay, you drive me to find their way. The mind's my frame. No matter what's the time of day. I speak with books. See crooks beyond their looks. Who throw their books and judge you because your looks. I use my hooks. That's just the girl you wear. You look famous. Can't let me feel you wet. I never spill my cup, but I spill with pens. You feel my sense. Depends on the mood I'm in. Mood against words. Met the crew you wear. In the wild, wisely, how you choose your friends. But... Life's a game of death, no time out, foul kid, there is no rest. Some say all you can do is do your best. Same rules apply, north, south, east, and west. Hold up, think first, speak with no regret. So on stage, it ain't just a mic, I check the whole stage and the crowd before ya. Outside the square, cats who do ignore you. The immigrants on before they do deport you. The lead to the head, the bullet, the sword through. The wind when it lands, it could change the world. It all depends who it hits the wrong boy, your girl. Hold up, I'm off the deep end, they say a lie. Hold up, kill off the grass and make the planet rock. A plan to stop, I'm poor, bad joke, and not. Me red like cops, said a donut shot. I turn up, I blow till you throw up props. You know that stop. Hip hop, it don't stop. Come on, y'all. You know everything revolves. Got balls that belong on a dinosaur. So spaced out, but know that you want the ball. Say la vie, your punk ass, say no more.
Up a little, I'm getting kind of tired of the slow jam rhythm. See, I'm from NY, where the peeps get by all day. Lights up and down, Broadway, uptown, downtown, Brooklyn, the boogie down. The sound you hear now comes straight from the underground, through the clouds, to the crowds. The big boys and girls hit to the fresh sounds of Lost Professor. None greater, none fresher. Wigger won't fold under pressure. Grew up down the road from Fran Drescher and newborn babies to them ancestors. Fearless, we need a leader that's fearless. Hardcore, still clean like Fearless. That's me, XP has the
official hip-hop key to the city.
Hey, yo, wake up the cavalry, call all cars. A APB out on the boy called Lodge. He firing out more beats and more bars. Wilding out, going against all odds. Serving hardcore streets and boulevards. Improving this hip-hop world of ours. Immensely, anyone against me, miss me. Industry rules don't apply to the ministry. See, I speak through the windscreen. Extreme, homes and L-16s for us. Commercial rap bite to dust when I touch down. I amazing us down. The crown jewel hole at the Cali do-over. Time to move forward, can you kindly move over? Pretty, I walk around town with the
official hip-hop key to the city. Official hip-hop key to the city.
On top of the roof, staring at the horizon, analyzing how bright blue the skies is for the wise men that keep their heads high when it's seems dark. Straight out of Queens, New York, come the most high profile since Motown in the wild. Flush the metal park, General Pete Mitty. I walk around town with the
official hip hop key to the city.
Hip-hop key to the city.
Interesting. We're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town.
That's right. This.
That.
And.
The third. Holy crap. This is Bob James's take on Jamaica Farewell.
Yeah. It's kind of familiar.
We were checking out some Big Star, speaking of kind of familiar. In the street.
Yeah, that was some good stuff.
My dad's a big Big Star fan.
Nice.
Yeah, but I think everyone knows that song from That 70s Show.
Is that what made it famous?
Yeah. Well, that's that song, yeah. I mean, that's... Like, Big Star is a big... They're very famous. That's...
You know, I'm so bad.
Did you not recognize that?
I was like, it's the theme for Corner Gas.
Holy shit. Really?
That's what I thought. But nope. That's right. That's That 70s Show.
Yep.
Yeah, I grew up watching that. Wisconsin. It's not so far.
I think they tried to do a reboot of that, didn't they?
I think Mulder, isn't there like a 90s show? Like That 90s Show?
Before that, we had some Damu the Fudge Monk.
The best.
Hole Up off Kilowatt Volume 1.5.
One of the greatest songs of all time. Like,
with Raw Poetic
just
on the mic.
That is just beautiful art.
So when you were... when you started your degree, that would have been in what, 20?
Jeez, I wish I had that pinpointed.
But was that song, you said you would show up to school, you'd have your MP3 player?
Yeah, I associate that song with, you know, like my introduction to walking around the university here and, you know, standing in line for food in the food court and sitting outside by myself and eating it and... You know, just the wonder of this place, the wonder of all these classes and my profs who were, you know, the smartest people in the world. It was such
a cool vibe, you know, the kind of the anonymity.
Yeah. Like, it felt like a city. It felt like I was in a little city.
Yeah. It's I do miss that.
It's a crazy experience for people that are coming through here and they're here all day or maybe they live here. That's crazy. Did you ever see any of the dorms?
No, I'd never actually gone in any of the dorms.
I saw some of the nice ones in the big tall thing. There's a view looking south. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah. Like over the.
Yeah.
The river?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be kind of a cool experience.
Yeah,
that's like the real deal university experience, living on campus.
Yeah, and I just remember so many people from, it's like people are from all around the world. It's such a crazy, like, international experience to be here and meet people. Everyone's just intermingling.
There's some hooligans tonight.
There is?
On campus. Well, yeah, you noticed there was a car that drove. I found, as I was walking in, there was a car of younger students, and they were yelling out of the window.
Oh, yeah. I saw
a bunch of hooligans.
People are driving kind of funny.
Yeah.
And they're acting like geese.
Right. Must be mating season.
Well, yeah, for us, I guess that's all the time.
Right. All right, man, we gotta go.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right.
On 101.5 UMFM.
This.
Words of wisdom, quickly.
It's always a chance to be creative, and you got some new stuff coming that's going to be great.
You heard it here first, folks, on 101.5 UMFM. This, that.
And the third.
All right, we'll catch you next week.
Learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully. This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
9 out of 10 dentists agree. Listen to CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio from University of Manitoba.
Please note, no actual dentists were consulted in the making of this commercial. Please see your dentist for your regular checkup every 6 months.
Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still